Hello.
Hello. Yes, good afternoon. My name is Tony, calling from National Opinion Surveys. Okay, and I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Cynthia Johnson, please?
This is her. How do you have my name if you're just conducting a random survey? You know, just from a hat.
No, ma'am. We have most of the information for the, you know, where the people are voting. You know, this for the elections.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay, ma'am.
What's up?
All right, ma'am. Let me start this. Okay. Does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, blog, or a television station? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And are you 18 and older and registered to vote?
Yes.
All right, ma'am, just to make sure we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race? Are you white or Caucasian, black or African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or Native American?
I'm human.
Indian?
Human. That's all they should really care about.
Human. Okay, ma'am, well, you know, this survey is, we're doing this survey specifically for women, you know, and African-American women.
Okay. Specifically for women and African American women.
Yes.
Okay.
That, you know,
sounds. Yeah, that sounds off already. It should be women. All women. It shouldn't be split by women or African American women.
Well, that's the way we do the survey.
That means,
you know, we do.
I know, but I'm just telling you, there's something wrong with the survey. If you separate African-American women from women. And
I mean,
know
from
you,
other,
you...
From other races, that's what I'm trying to say. We're separated from other races.
I know. Why?
Because this, we're targeting, you know, black women.
You know that doesn't
that's
sound right.
The survey targets, you know, black women, you know, specifically black
women. Right. And why is that?
Well, ma'am, if you let me do the survey, you're going to find out why.
Well, if you're taking my time, you should tell me before I even begin. Because nobody should be separated from anybody. It should be all women. We all share the same issues as women.
Yes, ma'am. I understand your point, right? But we do this in quarters, so we, you know, some quarters we do it with other races, and other quarters we do it with black or African women, other with Hispanic and Asian, or you know, other races or mixed, including Hispanic or Latino.
Yeah, but I get what you're saying, but it's flawed. The premise is to separate. All women have the same issues. Whether they're African American, Latino, whether they're from Europe, whether they're from wherever, we have the same need for rights, the same need to conduct our own bodies as we want to.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the same. And when you separate, you create problem.
But right now we're doing this, okay?
I hear you, but I'm just expressing to you.
And that's what
it's a problem.
That's what we ask, and that's what we ask, you know, the race part.
Mm-hmm.
Because we do it in quarters.
Right, one quarter they want us to find out. Okay.
Can you tell me what is your race, ma'am?
I'm African American.
Okay.
Now, are you going to ask me that is just for African-Americans?
Okay, ma'am, and just for qualification purposes, what is your age?
68.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on the upcoming 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Okay. Alright, Maven, please write me your level of motivation for voting this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, okay? Well, 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote, but you may choose any number.
I'm always motivated. It's not one different one year over the other, even though African Americans and most people of color aren't served well in this country.
Okay, so would that be, what number would you give me of motivation from 0 to 10?
8.
By 8, okay. All right, ma'am, and what's the reason you rated your motivation to vote 8? Can you tell me that in a few words?
Racism.
Okay.
It's a minimal difference that it makes, because the differences that are made, they get taken away. So progress is not racism. Progress is not, progress doesn't last for long. It's in the interest of the, just progress doesn't last long. It gets taken away and you start all over again.
Okay, that's long. Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. And now thinking about the direction, you know, the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country's headed?
It's all the same. I mean, you know, it's all the same. It doesn't go very far because people don't really, the government doesn't really work for the people. The government works for corporations. So,
in your opinion, are you very satisfied, just satisfied, or dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction the country's headed?
I really don't know. I'll just say, I really don't know, because I don't know where they're headed.
Okay, no problem. Okay, man, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as President of the United States?
Yes.
Would that be strongly approved or just somewhat approved?
Somewhat.
Somewhat approved. I remember thinking about the economy, you know, how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family. Would you say that wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can really get ahead?
It's falling behind.
Falling behind? All right, thank you, ma'am.
Of course, ma'am.
Now I'm going to read you. I'm going to read you a list of different policies, issues, and concerns. Some people say, you know, are most important to them. You know, when considering who to vote for the upcoming elections for Congress and president. For each, I want you to rate it from 0 to 10. How important of a voting issue is for you? You say 10 if it's the most important. You say 5 is somewhat important. You say 0 if it isn't important at all. Okay. The first one will be passing common sense gun reform that helped to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them. Would that be not important, somewhat, or most important?
Somewhat.
Okay. All right. What about stopping the censorship and whitewashing of the history of racism and slavery in public schools?
Very important. The truth is important.
Okay. So what number would you give me from 0 to 10?
10. The truth is important.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Investing in the child care industry and keeping child care centers open and more affordable for working parents.
10.
Okay. Investing in our nation's infrastructure, but replacing, you know, lead service pipes, providing clean water, high-speed internet across every part of the country, and repairing and replacing old bridges and roadways.
10.
10? Okay, and strengthening border security to stop illegal immigrants from crossing.
For me, that's low on the totem pole.
What number would you give it from 0 to 10?
I'd say 2.
2, okay. All right, ma'am. What about making college more affordable and canceling student debt?
I'd say 5.
5? Okay, and protecting Social Security and Medicare?
10.
10. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't personally need it, but so that's why you needed to separate black folks from black women from other women.
Just remember that I'm just doing this survey. You know, it's just we have to follow every rule of the survey. I mean, we cannot change it.
I understand. But it's a racist survey if you're going to separate black women from other women. That's the whole point of it.
Just got to understand, we have different surveys, you know, and they all, you know, apply to different...
I get it.
Different. Okay, and thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the election should be more about, most about? You can choose two of these, okay? Stopping our hard fought for rights and freedoms for being rolled back, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back, tackling inflation and improving the economy, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president, improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable, or combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism?
Human rights. Was that on the list?
No, ma'am. Stopping our hard fight for rights and freedoms from being rolled back. You can say that's...
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's not one more important than the other.
Okay,
rights. It's human rights. Add that one.
Okay, so... Okay, can you give me
human
two
rights
of these to be the most important to you?
Well, human rights isn't on there, right?
Well,
so,
it's, you know,
whatever one is
stopping our hard fight for rights and freedoms, you know, from being rolled back. I think that's what they're talking about, humans.
Okay,
you know,
that's
rights.
Closest one. Let's do that one.
Okay, what about stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back? Tackling inflation and improving the economy, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, bringing in new leadership and making change with first woman of color president, improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable, or combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism.
Isn't this the same thing you just asked me a second ago? What's the difference?
Yes, ma'am, but I need to give me two of those to be the most important. Got one.
Human rights, whichever one is.
Yes, that one's close to stopping the hard fight for rights and freedoms from being rolled back. What else?
The way the questions are framed are not. I wouldn't separate any of them. All human, whatever leans toward human rights.
Yeah, I got that one. It's stopping a hard fight for rights and freedoms from being rolled back. What else? The other ones I read to you. What else think about, you know, more broadly when you go, you know, voting?
Yeah, you know, those questions are all loaded, you know, so it's even the kind of stuff I don't even like to participate in, because it's all a joke.
Okay, so that's all a joke.
So you can pick what you want, because none of these, you know, it's not black and white. These questions aren't black and white. You know, just pick anyone.
Okay, now I like to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral, okay? You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, please say so. The first one will be J.D. Vance from 0 to 100. How you feel about him?
No opinion.
Okay, no opinion. What about Donald Trump?
No opinion.
No opinion. Okay, Barack Obama.
No opinion.
Hakeem Jeffries.
No opinion.
Democrats in Congress.
No opinion.
Kamala Harris.
No opinion.
And Cornel West.
Is there a have an opinion, no opinion? What are the options again?
100 is very favorable, 50 is neutral, and 0 is unfavorable.
I have a high opinion for him.
What number would you give him from 0 to 100?
I'd give him a 60.
60? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent, Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote, or are you still undecided?
Independent Cornel West.
Okay, independent Cornel West. All right, ma'am, and generally speaking, if the election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
You know, the Republicans and the Democrats have shown to be themselves to be the same party throughout history. So I don't know.
So don't undecided right now?
Yeah, I'm not real sure.
Okay. All right. All right, ma'am, and as you may have heard, President Biden has decided not to run for president in 2024 and has endorsed his Vice President Kamala Harris to be the Democratic Party candidate for president. Next, I'd like to ask you whether you agree or disagree with a few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party candidate for president. For each, please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement. The first one says, I am worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of racist attacks against her because she is a black woman. Would you strongly agree with that, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Of course. The government is... Yes, I agree that that's definitely the case. It happened to Barack Obama. And
okay,
the other one.
And the other one says, I think black woman president is more likely to understand the struggles of working people. Would you strongly agree with that statement? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I disagree.
Somewhat or strongly disagree?
I strongly disagree. Anybody can relate to that. Anybody who's worked.
Okay.
You don't relate more just because you're black.
Okay. Now I'd like to read you what some issues and concerns others have mentioned, you know, as important needs to be addressed in their community. For each, please tell me, who do you think will be better handling these issues, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris? increasing income and economic opportunities for people like you? Would that be Harris much better, Harris somewhat better, Trump somewhat better, or Trump much better, in your opinion?
Neither one.
Okay. All right, mental health issues and supporting people suffering from mental illness. Harris or Trump?
Harris.
Much better or just somewhat better?
Somewhat.
Somewhat better. Okay, rising crime and violence. Harris or Trump?
Harris.
Somewhat or much better?
Much better. She's a prosecutor.
Much better.
Trump will act
okay,
on his emotions.
What about racial inequality and fighting the threats to policies that address it? Would that be Harris or Trump?
To me, they're probably the same. There's not an option for it makes no difference. You have to make a
yes.
choice between the two of them
yes,
as
ma'am.
If they're different.
No, no, no. No, you can give me, if you believe that, you know, no difference, I got you.
I don't think there's going to be a big difference.
Okay. All right. What about tackling inflation and growing the economy? You think it would be Harris or Trump?
Harris.
Much better or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat better. Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. We're almost finished with this survey. Okay. I only have a few statements I'm going to read to you. I'm going to read you some reasons others have been, you know, given with why it's important to turn out and vote in 2024. Please rate it using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote, 5 means somewhat convincing, and 0 means it's not convincing reason to vote 2024 presidential elections. Okay, you can use any number from 0 to 10. Some politicians in Washington are trying to weaken our social safety net and have made it clear they are willing to reduce benefits for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, while also raising the retirement age for future retirees. Some have even suggested forcing Social Security recipients back to work to get them off, quote, entitlement programs, ignoring that we spend a lifetime earning, you know, and paying for those benefits. It's important that we vote for leaders who will protect our retirement and security. Would you say that statement is not all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing from 0 to 10?
It's convincing.
What number would you give it, ma'am, from 0 to 10? You can choose any number, 8, 9, 10.
7.
7, okay. All right, and the last one says we can use our vote to improve K-12 education in our communities and grow opportunities for our young people. With our vote, we can demand more equitable educational funding so the quality of public schools is independent on its zip code. We can demand higher teacher pay so that we can get the best teachers, more up-to-date technology, and better after-school activities. With the power of our vote, we can improve educational outcomes for our children. Would you call that not convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing? From zero
not convincing. Not convincing.
Not convincing. What number would you give it? 0 or 1, 2, 3?
0.
Yeah.
0.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. Sometimes over the course of a survey, you know, people change their minds. Okay, if you didn't, but let me ask you now. Please rate me your level of motivation for voting on this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not all motivated to vote this year and 10 means that you're extremely motivated. Please, but you can give me any number.
I'd say, 6, 7.
7?
I'm always
okay.
Motivated.
All right. All right, ma'am. And, I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps for each. Please tell me whether you have used them, you know, in the past 2 days. Twitter, yes or no?
Yes.
TikTok.
Yes.
Facebook.
Yes.
Instagram.
Yes.
and YouTube.
Yes.
Okay. I remember, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
Would that be from college
two
or
years.
College graduate, like a bachelor's degree? Okay, 2 years. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Married. Okay, and do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
No children. Okay, ma'am, and how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
We live in two places, so one is suburban and one is urban.
Urban. I can only pick, which one you want me to put? Where you live the most?
Which one are you calling from? Are you calling from Minnesota or are you calling from Iowa?
Ma'am, neither. We're calling from Miami.
Oh, okay. Well, Let's just say urban.
Urban, okay. All right, ma'am, aside from weddings and funerals, on average, how often would you say you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
I'd say once or twice a week.
Once or twice, okay, once or twice, twice a week or more, right?
No. Didn't say
because
once.
I have every week, I have once or twice a month, several times a year.
Okay. Every week.
Every week, okay.
Yeah,
well,
every
thinking
week.
Thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate to liberal.
Okay. Okay, moderate. Okay, but I haven't separated. It would be just very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Okay, moderate. All right. Remember, which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, student, or homemaker?
I'm self-employed and I'm retired. Retired from one job, self-employed in another.
So you consider yourself employed, right?
I really don't. No, I don't
okay.
make my living anymore
okay,
like
so,
off of the work that I do.
Okay, so you're
so
retired?
I would say put retired.
Retire. All right, ma'am. With this concludes this survey, okay? And thank you very much for your time. See, I told you it wasn't that bad. It wasn't had nothing to do with, you know.
I know, but you know what the problem is? Those issues that you've raised aren't important to black women, and they're separated in the survey. If you want to find out what black women think, then ask the questions and the concerns that concern black women. That
okay.
those things that are on the survey are it's aimed for something else, and it's
okay.
not
all
about
right,
you know having a voice
okay.
you know,
okay.
but
okay.
I get
you're
just
you.
Working.
Thank you for your time, okay, and I appreciate your help, ma'am, and you have a great day, okay.
You're welcome, sir. You too.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.